B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
It's time to open your eyes and realize you're not having a nightmare. You're just listening to our show.
We're like a mold. We slowly grow like a fungus.
My husband does not know how to not talk for 15 minutes.
My mom would say mustard cures everything. I said, Mom, my nipple itches. She said, put mustard on it.
You don't think you have a crazy neighbor. You're the crazy neighbor.
Everyone keeps calling it ISIS, Mr. President. Why do you intend on calling it ISIL?
One more word out of you, I'm going to bite you in the knee.
I have big feet. I'm like a clown. Don't.
But don't worry. He can still zip his pants.
Yeah. This is Kiss Mornings with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Just know I'm here under protest.
Why?
Because the printers don't work.
Yeah.
How can you do a job when the printers don't work?
We have so many mechanical issues in this building.
Although it is 2020, maybe we should be able to operate without a printer.
Well, I mean, do you want me to email the show rundown to each of you?
Sure.
I guess I can do that.
You can airdrop it to us.
I think the more annoying thing is, and by the way, good morning, everybody, 6:04. January 24th, 2020.
Why'd you feel the need to do that?
Because I'm trying for the new year to give the date and time. It seems to be something that every talk show host...
That's your New Year's resolution?
Even Howard does it when he comes on. They go, good morning, everybody. January 20th.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think what I'm more upset about is producer Nicole... Good morning, Nicole. You seem to think that this was an issue. Something happened yesterday afternoon, and yet no email came out to warn the morning shows, and now there's like no engineers, nobody's up to help us.
Yeah, I did hear in passing that someone speculated that this issue was carried over from yesterday, that something happened.
Why tell the morning shows? There's probably 30 people here every morning at 5 a.m. working to put out good morning radio, and why tell us that the printers are broken so that we can prep? I could print from home if I had to.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, we could have, yeah.
Oh, the communication in this communication business is awful.
It's awful.
Anyway.
I used to work with a guy who he worked in morning radio. He had no shame in waking people up. He's like, hey, we got a big show today, so let's wake people up.
That's how it used to be.
Let's wake them up.
But David, our IT guy, he's an awesome dude, but he don't roll in here till 8:30.
Yeah, he's not a radio guy.
No, for as many as mechanical issues as we have, somebody should sleep here.
Well, how is everybody doing, Loren? How was your day yesterday? Give it to us in 30.
It was good. I had a friend who came to the studio yesterday, and she wanted to record a podcast. And she had this whole idea. She wants to do this podcast from Mommyhood to Menopause. And she's older, and we used to blog together, so we know each other pretty well. She's going through breast cancer. Mm. And I guess I didn't realize the extent of her story. So when I started talking to her...
recording the podcast?
Yeah, when we were recording, she started telling me what she went through when she was first diagnosed. She didn't tell her kids for 6 weeks. Hmm. And she went and got her biopsy, and then the very same day took the kids Black Friday shopping, and the kids didn't know anything. She just held it together, and I was like, holy crap.
Wow.
And then when she did finally come out and tell her kids were why didn't you tell us? But they weren't mad about it. And I, when I found out my dad had cancer, I was mad about it. I was why wouldn't you tell me so that I can walk through this season with you? So, that was, such a different... aspect to hear.
You got
to
see it from the other side.
Yeah. And I was like, that's kind of cool because, now I get it as a parent, especially now as a parent.
Right. Yeah. So. My mom dealing with breast cancer and goes and gets treatments monthly. She doesn't want to go to the rallies. She doesn't want to go to the races. She doesn't want to wear pink.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, and it's her right.
It right. Everybody
every
handles it
100
differently.
Bit of her right to not want to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing we talked about is how some people you think are going to be there for you, retreat, and they're not there for you. And
oh, I wonder why that's the case.
Because I think, and we did kind of break this down, because I did it when I went through Dallas's dad's cancer. I didn't want to go through it again, so I kind of retreated. And then I realized that I was retreating, and I forced myself to be there for Dallas. But I think that's what, like, people are uncomfortable with that conversation, so they remove themselves from the situation. Oh.
Cancer sucks.
I know.
And when you think about the odds, it is freaking depressing. Like, one out of the four of us is going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Going to be a great show today.
I told you we should just go home.
What was that?
You're very pessimistic this morning.
Oh, that's the stats. I think it's 1 in 3.
I think it is 1 in 3.
So, Nicole, you're out.
Although, to be clear, like,
she's clapping.
80% is like chances to be skin cancer.
Sure. Curable.
Yeah,
curable.
I get it. Yeah.
Listen.
My dad
was a smoker. There's shocking things you can say on the radio. There's shocking things you can say on the radio. Dot, dot, dot. I just decided to leave the dot, dot, dot out, Roy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. You're freaking me out, man.
It's like a news story.
It's 6:08 a.m. You said I'm going to get cancer.
Moving right along. Like, how was your day in 30 seconds,
okay,
Roy?
How do I recover from that?
I had a hilarious incident.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of funny. So Sterling, my partner, was telling me things he wants to do outside as far as planting like a garden and like getting different tomatoes and herbs and whatever, yada yada yada. And evidently you got to start the preparation now to get everything ready for the spring.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You got plenty of room at that place for a garden.
He's telling me all about it, but I have a lot of questions because I was like, so if we grow tomatoes And the tomatoes are then ready to be picked, are we then going to have like 50 tomatoes we got to plow through? Or can I leave them on the vine and just go out there and get it whenever I want one? Like, I had a lot of questions. And at one point, he's like, Roy, I'm not a farmer. I don't know. I just told you I want a garden. I'm at the very beginning stages of this. He goes, buddy, you know what? I'll go to work and try to find a farmer for you.
Farmer Dan.
I was like, I had so many questions.
We go to Roy's like house next time, and he's got a whole farm in the backyard.
Yeah.
It's like
chickens. I was being funny with it too. I was like, you want chicken in the backyard?
You got
some
room.
Pigs?
You got the room in that backyard. We'll call what county is Farmer Dan from?
Burke.
Yeah, Burke County's Farmer Dan. Yeah. He'll come out and set it up for you.
You know, it is a ranch. We'll really take the ranch mentality to the full effect.
You got mini horses.
Yeah.
So my day in 30 seconds real quick. Last night was my HOA meeting, my annual HOA meeting. Last year I went.
Is there anything good happen?
Not really. That's why I'm telling you now. Nothing really happened. We made a mockery of it last year.
Yeah.
This year more of my neighbors went to see the craziness and the chaos. And last year was kind of funny because more people were angry. More people were like yelling out about things. This year was a little more controlled.
Yeah. You guys weren't as angry. It was a good year.
But last year, I my complaint was that the light posts and the globes on top of the light posts were disgusting and needed to be changed out. I'll be happy to tell you that they opened up the meeting by telling everyone that the light posts have been painted and the globes are ready to get replaced. Okay. And he goes, I'm not sure if the person's here. I go, I'm here. I took my hat off. I was like, and somebody had questions about the music that they play outside at the pool during the summer and the new overhead speakers.
Is it the devil's music?
Yeah, how do we control it? And he said, well, the head of the HOA said there's a block on a lot of the, stations. Anything from Sirius Satellite. He goes, we like to play local stations. And my neighbor next to me, Dave, said, 95.1.
Oh, that's nice.
I said, put on 95.1, especially in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know how many people are at the pool in the morning, but that's okay.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I was giving our show a plug.
That's fine.
But it was a lot more tame this year. My brother said a couple years ago at his HOA meeting, a legit fist fight broke out.
Oh my god!
Between two residents, one challenged the other, and they went outside and handled it. I said, "Did you all circle around like high school? Like,
fight!
Holy cow! We got a great show for you today." Roy, somebody just texted us and said they can answer all your questions, so you can respond to them off the air.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Lorraine, I saw you blogged about this yesterday at kiss951.com. It's raining here in Charlotte. And in Florida, it's raining, but it's not water that's coming from the sky.
No, it's iguanas.
Tell me again.
So in Florida, when it gets really cold, and listen, if you were vacationing in Florida and it's ever been cold, you might think the apocalypse is coming because it literally does rain iguanas. but what happens is when it drops below 40 degrees, they can't circulate their blood, so they stiffen up and they pretty much freeze, and then they fall out of the trees.
Now, they're not dead?
They're not dead. They just, they go into like this dormant, I guess, time where if they are over and over, like if there's days of cold and it doesn't get above 40 degrees, they could die.
Mm-hmm.
But it typically when the sun comes up, it warms up in Florida to at least 50 or 60.
I guess because they're like cold-blooded.
Yeah.
The the alligators are the same way. Remember those videos of the alligators with the ice? Like their snouts were out of the ice and they were just chilling.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like they were frozen in the ice, but they're still alive.
Yeah. But the funny thing is that people think that they're dead. So they like start manhandling them or like cleaning them, and then they come back to life and scare the crap out of people.
I got the healing powers, y'all.
Yeah, don't take it into your house.
Bring me the blinds.
Imagine that poor iguana, what he's thinking. He's like, dude, I fell asleep and look where I am. What happened? I think I saw God.
Yeah.
Where's my
where's your what?
I need my music. My church music. That I put in not too long ago for the Coach Rule Church.
Oh, yeah, it's church music. You're sticking to the bit.
Yeah, I am. I am. Here we go. All right. I have an iguana here. He's frozen. But I'm going to bring him back to life.
You just need sunlight.
With
the power of God.
A heat lamp.
Ignore what he's saying. Ignore what she's saying. I have the touch of God. Only I can bring the iguana back to life. With my touch. That's all I wanted to do. I really just wanted to hear the music. All right, Lorraine, what's going on in celebrity gossip? What do we need to keep our eye on in Hollywood?
So Justin Timberlake and his wife, Jessica Biel, say that they're in a quote-unquote good place after everything that's happened down in New Orleans.
I wonder how much it cost to fix that issue.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he had to throw a pretty penny at that. and they're spending a lot more time together. Now, if I had to guess, I would also think that Justin is going to be doing a lot less on location movies after this one as well.
Or she's going to be there.
Yeah.
She's going to have a trailer with him.
Yeah.
There's a new movie featuring Justin Timberlake, directed by Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
She does direct now. Did you know that? She has like some Facebook series that did really well.
Yeah, I heard Justin starring in it.
She starred in it. The Jonas Brothers and BB Rexha are headed to The Voice to back up the coaches and help out. And then, of course, the Grammys are Sunday, so we've got a full lineup and a preview at kiss95.1.com.
Are the Voice ratings down? I wonder, are they just throwing star power at it? It's like now, like you have the judges, they're all big names, and you have the coaches, they're all big names, well, and all of a sudden it's like the coaches are getting assistance from the Joe Bros and BB Rexha.
Well, Adam Levine's gone, so they lost their star.
Yeah,
but Gwen's there this year, isn't she? I can't keep up.
I think it's John Legend, Kelly, and Blake, and then there's one more, right?
Kevin Hart.
But wait, I mean, but Blake and Adam carried the the show.
But they just had like this bromance going on that was like fun to watch.
Okay. Yeah, now that's gone, so they're trying to compensate.
Okay, well, sounds right.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we have a question for you. If you're going into the office this morning. And things don't work at your office that you need to work, do you just go home? We need to take some phone calls from people who got to the office and then they just left because whatever it was they needed didn't work, so they just called it a day. Mm-hmm. We'll explain why we wanted to do that early this morning, coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
We're looking to hear from people who got to work. Whatever it was that you normally do at your job didn't work. So instead of waiting around for someone to fix it, you just packed up and went home. 704-570-9595. If you got to work, your stuff was broken, and you just bailed. Because we felt like doing that this morning. Listen, it's a small thing. But the last 2 weeks, our Wi-Fi didn't work one day.
No.
Which means all laptops and all phones and all way of doing like social media, the good way, was out the door.
Yep.
And then today we get here and the printer's like offline. Okay, we could get by. We don't need the printer. It helps.
We can email each other.
Yeah.
But guess what? Like, Nicole, when we play Can't Beat Lorraine at 7:35, she prints out the questions. I print out show rundown sheets.
Yeah.
Guess we'll have to write it out by hand.
But it's annoying because it's like, yesterday they knew it, and they didn't tell us this morning.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah.
That's true, allegedly, yeah.
Let's talk with Emily in Winston-Salem. Emily, listening to us all the way in Winston-Salem. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Emily, so you've left work because things weren't working?
Yeah, we went in one day, and our Wi-Fi went down probably like 10 minutes after I got there. I work in an office, so without Wi-Fi, all of our systems are down.
Yeah.
So I just cleaned up my desk a little bit, and I went home. I ended up, our Wi-Fi was down all day, so I'm glad I left.
Did anybody say anything to you about leaving?
No, actually a lot of people were leaving.
Do you have to go home and work from home, or you just get the day off?
Quote unquote.
No, I just get the day off.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Was it a Friday?
No, it was like the middle of the week, so it was kind of weird to go back the next day, but it was still a day off, so no complaints.
Oh, that's awesome. Emily, thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you guys every morning. I love y'all's show.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you. By the way, when we were off the air, we were hitting up Emily for free product at the company she works for.
Roy's not lying. She works for Jockey Underwear.
That's how classy we are.
We have somebody else on hold. I want to get to her. Oh, screw it. Let's do it.
Lauren from Statesville. So what wasn't working?
Well, pretty much I drive a camera car for a repossession company. So I have at least 6 different cameras in my car, a laptop, a whole system. Well, there has been multiple times where something doesn't get plugged in right, something comes unplugged that I can't get back in there because I have to go take out the whole seat or something to put it back in. And it happens all the time.
So you just call it and go home?
Oh, no. I don't get to go home. I would love to. But my job basically requires me to drive around Charlotte for 8 hours a day. So if something happens to my computer, I usually have to go and meet my manager somewhere in between Charlotte and Denver.
I think I missed it. What does she do for a living again?
She spies on people with 8 cameras in her car.
I mean,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Exactly.
You're not the Google car.
No, but that's a fun thing to tell people I am when they're thinking their car's going to get repoed.
So she drives around looking for cars that need to be repoed, and her cameras.
She's a surveillance.
Then she, I'm guessing that she contacts the tow people.
That is a cool. Yeah. You have a cool job.
That is a cool job.
Thank you.
Hey, can you come by our station and do a sweep of our parking lot?
Yeah, because there's been some cars sitting there. I'm sure needs a repo.
Lorenz's car is going to ding.
No.
So, you drive for 8 hours a day from when to when?
Well, I'm actually on my way to work right now. My shift starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I get off at 3.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's fun.
Is it?
There's some days where it's really, really boring. Absolutely boring.
Do you stay and watch? Like, I would want to stay and watch people's cars get repoed, because I would imagine that whenever that person who owns that car realizes that it's getting repoed, it's about to get dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's really nice and easy, and they come out and they give the key to us, and there's no confrontation. Huh. And then I've been in other situations where someone literally drove their car off of the tow truck boom, big clamp, tires, drove it off that, ended up hitting another vehicle, hitting part of a bush, scraping the side of a building, and then taking off the grass on the side of an apartment complex.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's entertaining.
Do you also follow people? Like, we're on the move. We're now southbound on Tryon?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
The thing is, I can't be seen, though.
Yeah.
So my job is to basically just be inconspicuous.
You're a spy.
You're a tail.
Yeah. You're a detective. It's like, I always love hearing about those insurance spies.
I forgot the actual term.
Investigator or something?
Yeah, a field investigator, I suppose.
That's pretty cool.
So how do you get time to listen to us?
Well, she's in a car all day. What do you mean?
I drive in a car all day.
I know, but, like, she needs to be, like, on it. Like, she can't be listening to War of the Roses or Loren tell a story about her house.
I love War of the Roses. I'm never going to miss that.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
This is so exciting. I didn't know that you were pregnant, Nicole.
Am I not the only one?
This is
There's evidence.
Okay.
That Nicole might be pregnant.
Did you find the stick?
I didn't find the stick, but I overheard a conversation between Nicole and Loren, and I now turn to Loren to tell everyone why I would think this.
So I kind of feel responsible and slightly bad for this because Nicole had to answer some difficult questions to her family. So I am pregnant, and in being pregnant, I downloaded the What to Expect When You're Expecting app, and so did Nicole, so she could follow along in my pregnancy. Well, Nicole's dad sends her a picture of some mail that she received at the house, at his house, and it's formula and a bunch of baby stuff. So Nicole's dad is like, hey, something you want to tell me?
Something you want to tell all of us?
Right.
No. So I downloaded the What to Expect app because I think it's really cool that each week that goes on, you can see the size of the baby. And I don't know, like, clearly I'm not pregnant and I'm not getting pregnant anytime soon. And the whole pregnancy thing is such a mind blow to me that it's just, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're not pregnant.
No, Manny, okay. You know I'm not
pregnant.
She's
following my pregnancy on this app, but the app somehow got her address and is sending baby stuff and formula to her parents' house.
So about a month ago, I get two pictures from my dad, and like the package says, we promise to help you keep your baby fed, happy, and healthy, starting with this little gift, free samples and hundreds of dollars in coupons inside. Wow. And my dad just says, this came in the mail for you. And I said, what in the world is that? And he said, damned if I know. And then he said, I think it's a protein shake for your baby. And it's
a protein shake.
And I said, what the hell?
He thought formula was a protein shake.
I had no idea. Like, I honestly had no idea. And I said,
you weren't putting two and two together at that point.
So I said, well, I'm not pregnant, so just toss it. And he said, maybe if I drink it, I'll feel younger. And I said, well, have at it. Like, I don't know. So that was like a month ago. And then the other day, I get another one that says, Accurate family of formulas for your little one, from everyday nutrition to for common feeding issues. And he goes, there's more of your baby stuff delivered today.
Two things. Don't throw that away because formula is really expensive.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And I still didn't know what it was. This was on Wednesday. So I said, so strange. Just toss it. And so today I remember because Friday is Loren's like week mark, like her, and she just hit 20 weeks today. So I was like,
yay.
I was like, oh my God, let me check to see how big it is. So as soon as I opened it and I'm like reading different common symptoms, recommended products, and I see the recommended product. And then it came together. I said, because I downloaded this app, I'm starting to get all this baby stuff sent.
Do you think your dad was excited for a minute?
No, he probably was like, what the hell?
I thought you had a girlfriend. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Nicole. Now you know why, Roy. I was saying I got hard evidence that Nicole might be pregnant.
Right.
Just like her dad.
Yeah. All the facts.
We had to follow the facts.
All the facts.
Well, Loren is pregnant. She also has a 3-year-old at home. And the 3-year-old stole the show at a very touching moment.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh my gosh, Kiss 95.1. This is the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Sorry, I was adding to the MRL show Insta story. Somebody took a video of them on the radio with us yesterday.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know we're up against the clock. We have a set schedule here that we have to go up on. And sometimes we just have to end the conversation, and that's what we did. And she goes, they didn't want to hear the rest of my story.
Oh, yeah. We had to hang up on her.
Yeah, that's not the case.
Sorry about that.
But anyway.
What's going on in your hilarious world, Loren?
You know, as a parent, I'm quickly learning that kids do really funny things sometimes, and it's not always the appropriate time for them. So our au pair, Elena, an au pair is a nanny who lives with you, and they come from another country, they take classes, and they stay with you in exchange for childcare. Well, our au pair was at the end of her first year, and she was signing another year.
Uh-huh.
Well, a lot of times they end up going to the West Coast because they want an East Coast and West Coast experience. So okay. We weren't sure if Elena wanted to stay with us. And she sat us down at dinner one day, after dinner, and she made us this beautiful USA cake, a flag. And she wanted to share a letter that she had written to us.
Okay.
And it was this beautiful letter. We're in the middle of this, like, really emotional, beautiful moment. I'm crying. Dallas is trying to hold it together. And then Cash, our son, Cashton, wants the floor. He wants the show.
All right. Here's the audio. You guys ready to hear it?
Yeah.
I fell in love 1,000 times in Cashton's smile. You all made me laugh with the shoes lying around the house. I'll be back in 1 hour from Dallas. We all know that it's not all it's not easy.
So wait, is Elena like, are you guys like tearing up?
I'm literally crying at this point. Dallas is trying to hold it together. We're having this beautiful moment and Cash decides he wants center stage.
Right balance between life, family, and work. At the same time.
Like, I had to go back and read the letter myself because I couldn't even hear her now at this point.
It's funny because I don't know why, but like even Dean, who's six, the louder like Amanda and I get telling a story,
yeah,
the louder he gets to get to interrupt it.
Yeah.
So if I'm like, hey, Amanda, blah, 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 Dean's over there going, bah, da, da, da.
Sharing the most important thing, so the one is exactly this. There is not extinction between life and work. So the question now is...
And by the way, hats off to Elena. What a professional.
Yeah, she pushed right through.
But you know what? We're used to blocking it out in our household. This happens a lot, clearly.
You know what I've done? I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm not signing. I'm done.
I quit. You and that loudmouth kid of yours? I enjoy life.
So the question now is, but do you want me to
burn
out of here?
Yes. Yeah, that's her big moment. The question is, do you want me for another year?
And Cash is yippy-yapping in the background. I think maybe, kids like are kind of situationally aware of things that are happening. I think maybe the room got too heavy for him and like everyone was quiet and just one person was talking. So he was like, I gotta lighten this up.
He's like, me.
Hi, guys. Yeah.
That's how I am. He's crying. He's like, I gotta cheer these dudes up.
Yeah.
If we have to go to a meeting and one person's talking, it really annoys me that we all can't talk. That we have to just sit there and listen. Holy cow. Hey, who interrupted your sweet emotional moment? 704-570-9595. What was your sweet emotional moment? Maybe you're at work and you're getting your 15th anniversary gift and the fire alarm goes off or something in the middle of it, right?
That's the worst. You're sitting there and you're like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been with this show for many, many years, and all of working with you has just been wonderful.
I'm very
pleased to announce that
you keep going, that's the funny thing. Do you think it's not a good idea to set up the podium for the speech in front of the train tracks? Train hasn't been down those tracks in years.
Yeah, so, guys, I want to thank you all for coming. I got to say, oh, boy, I'll just wrap it up. I am going to be renewing my contract and staying on another year. Okay, we better wrap it up. Thank you guys so much.
It does suck. So does Elena go back and reread it again later that night? I mean, you said you read it personally, like you read the note.
Yeah, she actually like physically wrote us something, so I have the note. But it was just, it's so funny because I thought we caught it all on camera. And like I said, we're so good at blocking it out. I didn't even realize it was really happening at the time. So when I went back and watched the video, I was like, Jesus, Cash.
It's like a ghost hunt. You don't see anything at the time. Then you go back and watch it.
I got to ask, is your house like pandemonium? Like, if I put a camera in there, is it like screaming all the time?
Not all the time.
Because I used to know people like that. And I thought it was so funny. I was always so, so amused.
At the same time.
Let's randomly check in on Loren's house.
breakfast time at Lorenz.
He's just happy.
I love him.
Let's talk with Corey in Monroe. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing really well. So did a kid steal the moment?
So, Wednesday, me and my wife were finding out what our third child was going to be. And we thought it would be great to take our six-year-old daughter to the ultrasound with us. So she's all excited. They're showing her the feet, the head, the spine. And they got around to tell her the gender. And they said, it's a boy. She got so mad. She was crying. Got off my lap. Went and sat in another chair in the corner of the room and cried. So as we're leaving the room where the ultrasound is to go see the doctor, she's giving every nurse in the hallway the side eye.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk to me. I don't care. It's a brother. It's not a sister.
That's awesome, Corey. And that's a story you're going to have forever between the four of you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you. One more real quick.
All right, this is Trey in Kings Mountain. Hey, Trey.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good, Trey. You got the big one. You were proposing, and what happened?
The ocean took my shoes. I had to go chase it in the middle of the water and then keep driving like it was just nothing happened and then keep on trying to propose.
Oh, it's funny. So you're on the beach, probably beautiful sunset. The moment's perfect. And then as you're on your knee proposing, confessing your love, a big wave comes and hits you.
Yeah, took my shoes and everything.
So how long are you distracted from the proposal to jump to try and catch your shoes?
Well, we didn't even realize it at first, and then I looked down, and she's like, where's your shoes? I said, I don't know. And then I went back with him in the ocean. I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm having to go while wearing regular clothes to go get my shoes out of the ocean.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, Trey. Still to come. Funny stuff, Loren. We'll post the video. Can we post that at the MRL show on our Insta?
Yeah, there's a whole blog up already at kiss951.com.
Beautiful. All right. When we come back, we got to talk about the plan B's in your life. Do you have a preset wife or husband? In other words, if you're not married by a certain date, you're going to marry that person. You'd be surprised. A very, very popular couple had this.
Did they enact it?
They enacted it. They're now married.
Whoa, okay.
We'll tell you about it in less than 10 minutes.
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. Brady, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1. This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I told you guys that an A-list couple, big well-known couple, had a marriage pact.
One of those, hey, if we're not married by 40, let's get back together and get married?
Yeah.
Who did?
Kate Middleton and Prince William.
Really? They were like friends growing up, and then
they went to school together, right?
Yeah, they celebrated 8 years of marriage earlier this year. And in her royal biography, Kate, the future queen, royal expert Katie Nicholl revealed the secret pact made between a young William and Kate for their future. It was basically, if we're not married to anyone else by 40, then let's tie the knot. Let's take the pressure off and just promise we'll end up together. It's kind of romantic. The pact was made around 2007, shortly after the future king and queen briefly split up. The couple had reportedly flown to an island to spend some time, just them, away from the normalcy to get back on track, to get their relationship going.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholl said Kate was feeling a little insecure about the strength and security of their relationship.
How did she not find someone before?
Like, I know. She's beautiful.
Drop dead gorgeous. And he's...
I got one word for you, Roy. Prince.
Yeah, really. She held out to marry the prince. Is that what you're
saying? It's almost the opposite of Meghan.
That's what I was going to say. But then you see somebody like Meghan, who the allure of being a royal isn't like all it's cracked up to be, you know? And that person, Kate Middleton, wasn't like a famous person before she was a royal, where Meghan Markle was, and then she still couldn't handle. You would think that if a star married a royal, then they would be used to the scrutiny, being in the public eye and everything else, and she couldn't handle it, where somebody who was more quote-unquote normal, mm-hmm. lived a normal life, could.
Anybody in here have a pact with someone?
No, I don't.
I did. I wrote it in in my high school sweetheart's yearbook.
You did.
Uh-huh. Yep, I said see in 20 if we're not with anyone. Wow. Oh, yeah, I remember.
But how does the, how do you...
By the way, she got married first.
I was going to say, are you both
broke
married?
Broke the pack first. Yeah, who broke the pack? But what do? Do you pick up the phone, like, the day of your birthday or the day of however many years? Do you pick up the phone and you're like, hey, remember when we were kids? Guess what?
Where are we at?
The clock has ticked.
I don't know. I'm she ticks.
We got to play Can't Beat Loren, but we should talk about that coming up maybe after the legendary Friday free-for-all. Like around 8:35 this morning, and see how many people have a pack. Because I think like a Plan B person or the fallback plan,
yeah,
is legit. And I bet you there's people who are married to their marriage pack people.
Yeah,
but then they wasted all that time. We do need to talk about it, but we have to get someone on the phone right now. 704-570-9595. If you want to play Can't Beat Loren, I don't know how many wins she has because my papers, our printers are down. But
it's
but
a lot.
Check our email.
Check our email. That'd be nice. 44, okay. She has 44 wins. 704-570-9595. Call now and take Loren down.
From Denver to Matthews, it's the Mini Royal Red Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Dean, welcome to the Mini Royal Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, I heard you have your two daughters in the car, Kennedy and Alexis. Everyone's playing together today.
Oh, yes. I've got to lean on them for some information.
All right. Let's see how you guys do.
Okay.
Get her out of the studio so that we can play.
All right, Loren, get out.
I'm going.
Was that Kennedy or Alexis? Who's got the loud mouth? Kennedy. Good
right.
job, you guys.
She has left the studio. She can no longer hear the questions.
Harry Styles and Lizzo are two of the hottest names in music right now, and they're getting ready to team up for the Super Bowl. What is the name of the band that brought Harry Styles to his fame?
One Direction.
A viral video recently surfaced involving James Corden and Justin Bieber. What is the name of his new wife, Justin Bieber?
Hailey Bieber.
The NBC singing competition show will see the talents of the Jonas Brothers this year. Which show are we talking about? An NBC singing competition show.
Oh.
The Voice?
Question 4. Kylie Jenner is using her daughter's birthday to launch a new line of makeup. What's the name of her daughter?
Stormy.
And question 5. Rumors have surfaced that Channing Tatum and Jessie J are back together. What movie did Tatum star in with Jonah Hill where they played undercover cops?
Was it 21 Jump Street?
Come on in, Loren. Good job, you guys.
All right, Loren, they got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Don't be nerved. Harry Styles and Lizzo are they're laughing at you. Harry Styles and Lizzo are two of the hottest names in music right now, and they're getting ready to team up for the Super Bowl. What's the name of the band that brought Harry Styles fame?
One Direction.
A viral video recently surfaced involving James Corden and Justin Bieber. What is the name of his new wife, Justin Bieber?
Hailey.
This NBC singing competition show will see the talents of the Jonas Brothers this year. What show is that?
The Voice.
Question 4. Kylie Jenner is using her daughter's birthday to launch a new makeup line. What is the name of her daughter?
Stormy.
Question 5. Rumors have surfaced that Channing Tatum and Jessie J are back together. What movie did Tatum star in with Jonah Hill where they played undercover cops?
21 Jump Street.
I thought we had you.
I did too. Mm-hmm. It is a tie. 5-5. Loren, you got 55 wins.
Dean, Kennedy, Alexis. Great job. All 5 correct, but you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
We can't beat her, but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing, guys. Have an awesome weekend.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's all the hits. Kiss 95.1, the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. National Peanut Butter Day. Hit it, ladies.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at?
Right here.
Where you at? Where you at? Now there you go. There you go.
Is there a more in your face song than this, by the way?
No.
I knew somebody who had this as their ringtone when their phone rang it.
That's okay. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. For a minute, I was like, pick up the phone. Buddy, how are we celebrating National Peanut Butter Day?
We're going to do peanut butter karaoke. I'm going to put peanut butter in my mouth. You guess what I'm singing. And there's no prize, but it's a lot of fun.
Right. Melody and Calum in Gastonia are on the phone. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. All right. Smells great. I'm going to go ahead and put the peanut butter in my mouth, and then I'm going to start singing, and then you guess what it is, okay?
All right. Loren and I are going to play as well.
Okay.
We'll let Melody and Calum guess first, and then we'll jump in. All right? Go ahead, okay, buddy. Oh, what an amazing scoop.
I know. That's a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Peanut butter. He has like two full cups of peanut butter there.
Here we go.
He's eating it like it's ice cream.
Go again.
Make sure it's stuck to the roof of your mouth.
By the way, we'll have video up of this at Kiss95.1's Insta and at the MRL show on Insta. Let us know when you start.
Run away, go in circles.
No, you said we get to play last.
I do something. I don't know this part of the song.
Melody and Calum. Do you guys know that one?
It was a Post Malone song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Halfway there.
Oh, let's see. It's not. Is it called Circles?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, I just discovered a problem.
You swallowed that?
It melts.
Oh,
in your mouth.
Okay.
So, I think I only have enough for one
more song.
I think. I'm gonna. Maybe we can try to squeeze.
Since there's no prize involved, who cares? I'm just enjoying watching.
Yeah.
You.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that it melts so quickly in your mouth.
Shovel it.
Okay, hang on. I gotta open up the second one.
Melody and Calum, we recommend you guys playing this at home later today. Peanut butter karaoke, National Peanut Butter Day.
That's twice as much as you put in your mouth the first time.
I know. Oh, I'm hoping it sticks around. Here we go.
Start singing.
I'm having a bad time.
Are you choking?
Well, I need to go. I feel like I help.
Blink twice if you need help.
Melody and Calum, I have no idea.
Me neither.
Yeah, we don't either.
I drew my hair. Check my nose. Barry, how you feel?
Lizzo.
Feeling good as hell.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Was that what you were singing the first time?
No, I sang it.
Okay.
What was the first one, bud?
Shade, Trampoline.
Oh, Shade by Trampoline. Okay, gotcha.
Trampoline.
All right. You guys want to hear Peanut Butter Jelly Time one more time, Melody?
Oh, my God.
Calum?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's Peanut Butter Jelly Time. Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
All right, y'all have a great day. Thanks for playing, okay?
You too.
All right. No prize today, but I do know we have Loud tickets for you all next week starting Monday morning. That's fun.
That is fun.
All right. Loren, what's going on in Hollywood? What do we need to keep an eye on?
All right. So,
I'll give you different music. Okay.
Yeah. Give me some different music here.
Gosh.
You all right there, buddy?
Don't worry about me.
I'm concerned about you.
She'll handle the show. Go do you.
All right.
Wash Harry, it back with a Dr. Pepper.
Leave him alone.
What am I supposed to do? We're on the air.
Get water.
All right.
There's no water. Go ahead, Loren. Quit distracting the show, Manny.
All right. So Harry and Meghan Markle, they will now have to pay for their own security out of their own pocket. And you know they're going to have to beef up security now because they're living the normal life, and people are going to be so infatuated with that for the next coming months.
I don't think that's very fair. I do think that the royal family should pay for that because they're still part of the family.
But they don't have the royal titles. They're not the Duke and Duchess of Sussex anymore.
But when you're no longer the president, you still get presidential protection.
Also not living in the country. I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe it should come out of their own pockets. Kylie Jenner is celebrating baby Stormy's birthday with a billboard and a new makeup collection. And if you want your first look at a preview of the Grammys that are happening on Sunday, you can head to kiss951.com.
I want you guys to continue the argument, but I want you both to put peanut butter in your mouths. I'm not sure.
It's all I need.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Somebody said, can we play the song Peanut Butter Waffles for Peanut Butter Day?
What the heck is that?
That was cool.
Say it again.
Thanks, you owe me a Coke.
That was fun. It is National Peanut Butter Day.
If this cusses, I swear, we're never listening to this person again.
This is Peanut Butter Waffles.
In honor of National Peanut Butter Day.
Who even sings this?
Ryan Carabia.
Is that the person who texted you?
I'm always singing by my finger fingers cause there ain't no antidote. Laying here in silence cause I cannot find a damn remote. Even if I found it, I would probably...
I don't sense that this guy's going to be clean.
That's not even a fun song. I thought it was like going to be peanut butter jelly time.
Me too.
I can't take rejection, and that's why I paid a crazy price. If you ain't ecstatic, I feel like I blew a big time. I'm a little manic. I just want to see your big smile. Nothing means more to me than when I hear that you're proud of me. Acting like a kid because I never...
You know this song, Nicole?
Peanut butter waffles when it's dinner time.
And she would be like a fan, you know, like a fan of music. She's like, oh, you're right. I saw him in Chapel Hill.
This is
no in between and see the high, low. You know how to balance, but I
mean, I heard peanut butter mentioned once.
Yeah, me too.
In all fairness, we talked over it.
That was a crap song. You have to talk on top of crap songs.
Producer Nicole. Producer Nicole loves music so much, she's probably like, that's not even Ryan Carabio's best song.
It's track 16 of the second album.
Oh, Producer Nicole, by the way, revealed this morning why everyone, including her dad, thought she was pregnant. You can go listen to that if you missed it on the MRL Show replay, which we post up every day right around 10 a.m. on the Kiss95.1 app, okay? Quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you the couple, the A-list couple, who had the marriage pact. If we're both not married by 40, let's plan on getting married. Big name couple. We'll talk about that. Then we want to hear about yours. Because, Roy, we talked about it earlier, and you said you have questions. I do. We need answers. Coming up less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we were also talking about earlier in the show about people who create these marriage pacts. You know, like where you've maybe dated someone when you're young or you're best friends with them, and you say, hey, listen, if we're not married by 40, let's get back together and get married.
So Prince William and Princess Kate had that pact going back to 2007.
They went to school together.
Yeah. And I wrote in my high school sweetheart's yearbook, hey, I'll see you in 20 if we're not married. And that was in 1993. She got married first, by the way.
Yeah, she broke the pact.
She broke the pact first.
Where, now, were you holding out, you think, or no?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I really wasn't.
Okay.
You know, we grew apart. You're so different than when you were right. In high school, right?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I still like her. I still follow her on Insta stuff. But
I wonder if anyone in our radio family, our audience, has one of these packs and you maybe acted on it. Because I have a lot of questions. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
Like, what are some of your questions?
Like, how does that work? So let's say, hey, by the age 40, if you and I are not married, we should get married. Then on your birthday, do you just pick up the phone and say, hey, guess what time it is? Marriage time. Call me.
Or, I don't know.
Do you go on dates? Do you then just become boyfriend girl? It seems very uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, I think you have to court at that point.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say, I think it's a lot less of a game show.
Guess what? Congratulations. You just got married by a pact from 15 years ago.
But I don't like his hair now.
Well, get over it. You pretty much married me back when we were 18 and you didn't know it.
All right. Fair question. Roy wants to hear from people who had that marriage pact, and maybe you're married to that person, or maybe you currently are in a pact situation where it's like, hey, if my plan A doesn't work out, I got my plan B.
And then also, what if they were smoking hot when they were young, and then by 40, they turned, you know.
There's a reason they ain't married by 40.
You know what I'm saying?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with Demaney Roy, the Ren Morning Show. And I, Roy Brown, have questions. How do these packs work, these marriage packs? Like, you're 17 years old, and you tell your little girlfriend, hey, by the time we're 40, and if you haven't found anyone, if I haven't found anyone, we'll get back together and get married.
Princess Kate and William have it. I wrote in my high school sweetheart's yearbook, see in 20 years, back in 1993. It didn't happen. Obviously, I'm married and happy. She's married and happy. But I guess a lot of people have done this before. Getting lots of text messages from people. Someone said, they texted in from area code 980, said, my best friend and I have a pact. If we're not married by 40, we'll marry each other. Granted, we both have kids, but the pact still stands.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Here he is.
Well, how does she know the pact still stands? Do you call and say, hey, is the pact still in, good to go?
We are trying to get her on the phone.
Okay.
We'll all find out.
Let's talk to our buddy Josh in Lancaster.
Hey.
We were just talking about you, Bo.
I heard you coming down the road. Today is my first day off in 2 weeks, so I'm happy.
Oh, awesome, dude. Awesome.
Now, I got a buddy of mine that's had a pact with a girl in high school, and we all told him, you know, you crazy, she's hot, she's not going to want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
They made a pact that they weren't married by the time they hit 30. They would still be together, you know, would get married and everything. They ended up getting married right out of high school, been married 21 years.
Oh, okay. So they didn't really need the pack.
No, they didn't even date. They just, time they graduated, they was like, you know what? We're not going to try this. We're just going to do this and get married.
Were they best friends?
No, they hated each other.
How did that work?
Sounds like a good marriage.
I don't have no idea. She was a, put it this way, she was a cheerleader. I'm trying to, you know, one of them stuck-up cheerleaders that you are in high school.
Sure.
And he was like a sweaty jock that, you know, just didn't talk to nobody. And, you know, they looked
like Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Right.
It's your typical
and
movie couple.
They got married. They've got 6 kids now and been married for 21 years.
Still hate each other, huh?
I don't think hate's involved in it because of the kids. But
yeah.
It was a wacky situation.
There was some sexual tension there then.
Yeah.
They didn't really hate each other. That was just that high school thing that you do where you're like, you're stupid. You have cooties.
Well, either which way, they had all of us, you know, fooled. And when they got married, we were like, what?
I imagine there was sexual tension for 6 kids.
Thanks,
exactly,
bud.
Exactly.
I'm happy that you called in. I had to spread the word that you were
I missed talking to him.
I know. All right,
yeah,
Josh.
I heard you said, you told me Saturday. I'll tell them Monday when I get to work. And here it is Friday. You just now thought about it. Okay.
You got my phone number. Just call me. Don't even go to him.
Oh, I don't know what happened to Josh's line. It got disconnected. See you, dude. Love Josh.
All right, let's talk with Marissa and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, so you made one of these packs?
I did. I made one of those packs with one of my best friends from high school.
And what was it? By the age of what?
I believe we said by the age of 31. We're both over 31 now.
Mm-hmm. So you married?
But, well, he ended up being gay.
Oh, wow. Did he forget the pact?
I did bring it up to him, but I mean, I can't help how he feels.
Well, sure, of course. Yeah. but I guess, does he like call you and say, hey, you know, so I came out of the closet and that thing you and I agreed to?
Hey, Marissa.
Yeah.
Is it time? I haven't talked to you in so long. The pact? Yeah, no, I got something to tell you.
Can't do the pact. Why? I'm gay. We're trying to understand how it happened, Marissa. You know, like,
I am gay.
So we've been keeping in touch over the years.
Okay.
Every couple months or so, every like few, like 3 months, we reach out to each other because he lives in New York still, and I'm in Charlotte. So we try to keep in touch. You know, life gets busy. But
yeah.
I remember one time when I was visiting New York after moving to Charlotte, he did bring that up. This was like over 10 years ago. Actually, no, maybe like 8 years ago.
Okay.
He told me he was into men. And then I was like, well, I guess the past is thrown out the window now.
When you guys were dating and you made this pact, did you ever think it was weird he loved hanging around guys and really enjoyed boy time? And was there signs written on the wall?
Well, I wouldn't. Well, you know what? One time when we went to get a tattoo, he did choose Bleecker Street in Manhattan, and that's like an known for all of the gay stores and a lot of gay people out there.
So there were signs.
That was one sign.
Huh. All right. Well, all the clues. Now, what's producer Nicole keep saying to hang up on you? Come in the studio and
we
explain.
We have to go to commercial in a minute.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Marissa. Why does she keep saying to hang up on her?
I don't know.
I didn't think
she liked your line of questioning.
Why? I'm already interested in the world of marriage pacts because I think it's ridiculous. I think it's even more funnier when the guy is gay, and then I have even more questions about that. Maybe he was just lying to get out of the marriage pact, which is the ultimate lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think that any of your exes, females, when you dated women, had like signs, like they could go back and see signs about Roy that made them think that?
Oh, yes, of course, which is why I asked the question. I don't think we should have hung up on her, Nicole. I enjoyed that conversation.
I think we should hash this out at the rap party.
Yeah.
I already sent an awesome rap party podcast, which will be posted in about an hour.
She called us annoying.
It's not me. I wasn't even talking during that call. This is Roy's segment.
This is Heather in Mooresville.
Good morning, guys.
Sorry, Heather. We got to go. Nicole's giving us the heave-ho. No,
he's kidding.
Oh, okay. So I actually made a pact with my best friend yesterday that if we ever divorce our husbands, that we were going to get married to each other.
Oh, divorce your husbands.
You know what? Those friendship weddings are gaining traction. It was a couple weeks ago. Maybe 3 weeks ago, I did a blog on it because I was like, wow, I was like, people are really marrying their best friends just to have all the benefits of marriage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, we hope we never divorce our husbands, but
sure.
We were talking about it yesterday, and I said, you know, if anything ever happens, we should just marry each other.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Get to hang out, have all the fun, the tax.
Thanks,
benefits.
Heather. Nicole, is it now the time I can tell everyone about our pact or no?
What's your pact?
You and Nicole. If
Nicole
she ever
and I
turns straight.
If she turns straight and I get single, we're going to marry each other, right?
No.
What?
We've never had that pact.
You two, you two are very, you guys do like each other. Not in a weird way, but there is a fascination between you two.
What?
Like, you guys, Manny thinks you're really cool. And then I think that there's like this weird, you hate
like
him.
Friendship?
Yeah, but
you
it's not like me and you, friends.
You would like to be the mother of my children. You love Ruby
oh
and Dean.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
this
hold
is
on.
Getting weird.
What? That's not
she
what
would.
I was saying.
She would be a
like,
great mom to them.
I wasn't saying it at all.
I would definitely like co-parent with you, but I would not carry your child.
No, I didn't mean carry. Co-parent. Listen, I'm not having any more kids. I got the surgery a year ago.
That's right, reversible.
Bye, everybody. Check out the Rap Party Podcast. It's going to be good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.